Listen up, Sydney. Mick Molloy is back on Triple M, so buckle up. This is going to be one hell of a ride. Mick and MG in the morning.
Hello, Sydney. Welcome to Friday. We love a Friday. Let the weekend begin. How are you, MG? How are you holding up this morning? It must be hurting you, taking it hard a little bit.
Yeah. I said I was a bit worried before the game, and then worry seemed to be resonant because, Parramatta had a fantastic win. Well done to the Eagles fans.
Hold that thought. We'll get to that a little later on in the program. We'll unpack that in detail. In the meantime, a lot of feedback on a segment we did yesterday on Regina. Yeah. Is it ringing any bells? Is there some kind of theme song that we played?
Regina! Could not get it out of my head.
I had people ringing me going, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. I can't get that stupid song out of my head.
I was at Combank Stadium last night to watch the game, and I reckon, this is no word of a lie, I reckon 50 people stopped me to say, I can't get this. Regina. Let's go to Regina.
That's now my... My ringtone. Regina ringtone. It was bound to happen. Kat, getting any feedback on that front?
I've been getting heaps. In fact, I'm going to make it my dating app song on Hinge. I'm actually going to go Regina. I'm having a bit of a dry spell. So
Regina. Come and see Regina.
What do you mean you're having a dry spell? What's happening, Kat?
Well, because I haven't moved into my new place yet, for the last 2 months I've been staying with family, and you can't dibble and dabble when you're staying with family. Dad wouldn't like it, having breakfast with someone that's rocked up from, my dating app. So,
all right. Well, if you want to hook up with Kat and you're prepared to have her over,
1-333-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5
Are you saying you wouldn't date a listener?
I've been part of these dating things on radio before, and they are always disastrous.
Well, not with me and Mickey. Me and Mickey are big brothers, okay?
You would set me up with a stinker, both of you, entertainment. What?
I will chaperone you on a date. Yep. So I'll be like the third wheel, and I'll sit between you at the table, and I'll even order for him.
Oh.
I'll spell out the rules. Look, first base is in play, but that's it. All right?
Yeah.
Then you again, second base, you get this behind your ear.
Worst wingman ever.
Worst wingman ever. And if it gets really heavy, we send MG in.
We're going to Regina.
Big show coming up. Will Anderson on board. A lot to unpack. It's Friday, people. Friday.
3 hours from a drink.
Yeah, can't wait.
Tick-tock. Checking the latest online. It's Mick Talk.
I have been scouring the platforms, and you know how much I like this guy, Prince Harry. He's my favourite. Gee, I love entitled twats. I just can't hear enough about his frostbitten todger. I love it when he just keeps the personal anecdotes coming. And guess what? His big mouth may have got him in trouble because he now faces deportation from the United States about his drug revelations. So he said in his book, he's taken cocaine in the past. In fact, I think we've got a grab from the talking book.
We do.
The first time I took cocaine, I had no idea what it was. It was presented in front of me in a small bag. I thought it was powdered sugar, like the ones you get in boxes of Panettone, which seemed weird because it was mid-August and Panettone is usually a winter cake. I turned to my friend Edward and asked, "Where's the Panettone?" He laughed, turned to me and said, "H, we are the Panettone."
Wow.
Spike fair dinkum.
Do you just, have you ever wanted to run someone over in a car?
Everyone wants to put one on his chin.
We're not suggesting violence is
no
great method, but I mean, it is Prince Harry who's just shitting us so much.
He's shitting it so much.
So in revelations, of course, he's taken cocaine, magic mushrooms, and marijuana. Could put him his legal status in the country at risk.
Good.
If he didn't declare it to the Department of Homeland Security on arrival. Apparently, they're pretty tough on drugs over there. Mm. So he could be deported. Sure, his uncle was mates with Jeffrey Epstein, and that's okay.
That's true.
No, a known convicted pedophile, of course, Jeffrey Epstein, but no, yeah. We'll better kick Harry out of the country. Mind you, I have to say, in his defence, I'd be needing a few edibles if I was married to Meghan Markle.
He'd need something.
He'd need something. Don't you reckon? Where do you stand on this, guys? Have you got an opinion?
Not a fan of either. I used to love the boys, Harry and William and Princess Diana. I used to love that little tripod. But then it's all gone south for me, Mickey. Once old H, as he calls himself, H, was hooked up with Megan. I think he's been led down the garden path, and his image, or what's left of it, is tarnished and gone.
Which?
Bang.
I think is the phrase we're looking for here. Absolutely under the thumb, pussy whipped, and knocked around. If you could say, I'd like to hear him say, pussy whipped. I've been now back at the house. We've had some panettone. Pussy whipped by Megan. What a twat. Whatever happened to the fun-loving nude billiards playing guy we loved? Who used to, when they do royal tours, he always used to put his hands up for Cancun, you know, Barbados, all that. Now all he does is talk down to us like he's some kind, like he's living a virtuous life, a paragon of virtue. Yep. He travels the world in his private plane. He spends all the time bitching and moaning about his family. It's so unbecoming. Like even if you don't like your family, you just shut up.
Yeah,
mind you. It'd be good to see him if he is on the cocaine, because then we'll really hear him talk more about himself.
You can't stop him talking.
Oh, whatever. All right, enough's enough. Piss off.